It's 2:06 a.m. my time, and I am George. We're at 0 degrees now outside, and another cold day, freezing below 32 degrees, below freezing. You know, I mean, it is winter here, and that's the way it is. On the West Coast, of course, you just heard from Diana. It's, you know, seasonable. And very south in our United States is seasonable as well. Funny as it is, right? You have the everybody. Well, they'll really get on the ball of it to this upcoming week with the, you know, the reports of snow and the Alberta Clipper, this, that, the other thing, coming in and pounding the Meadowlands. And those people have to go to a Super Bowl. All right, well, okay, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And then on the other side, you have an outdoor hockey game where you can be assured that that top layer of ice is going to be slushy. That's not fun to play in. Anybody that's ever played pond hockey, it's not a lot of fun. But they're going to try to pull it off. An outdoor game in L.A. Dodger Stadium. Unbelievable. I'll go back now to say what I'm working on. So very rarely do I have a chance to actually be a news source rather than bringing forth information from a news source. It's very difficult today if you hold yourself in a position where people do turn to you to get some information. And during a crisis, I don't normally have live things going on. And if they are, they're outside of the country because they are 6 hours ahead. And unless we're involved, I don't normally focus on that. But I have been. I've done evening radio, afternoon radio, you know, middays, the whole nine. And at certain points throughout your, you know, year of broadcasting 5 days a week, some things are going to happen. And at one point when I had a really full-blown news source morning drive show, well, then I had to have people that were doing news. And during the Boston Marathon, I, of course, you know, you anything, bad radio show host, bad radio, as far as I'm concerned, still has listeners, okay? I may not like it, or it doesn't fulfill me. Well, you have to get mentally motivated from a talk show because you don't really get to see the person. It's all about the audio happening, and you have to be mentally stimulated. And after a while, people become, you know, come and listen to you. That's why I kept saying over and over, I know how difficult it is to listen to a new voice. You know, the accent may offend you, the attitude, the tone, anything, just eats you. And, you know, from somebody that you've been listening to, which is why I thank you for even hanging in there with me while Kate's away. But, you know, she'll be back. I understand all this. But when it comes time for a crisis, people turn to where they think that they're going to get the most accurate information that they can. In the last 10 years, well, actually, I'm going to say four. In the last 4 years, with the explosion of people being able to send instant communication online and through handheld devices, it has changed the game. I am sure that I am not the only one in a state where something goes on in a neighborhood, in any state in the United States of America, and you are frustrated to get the information from the local police department that you used to think that you or felt like you could get a lot quicker. And there's a reason for that, and which is why I'll be testifying up at our own state house, which will end up going to Fed soon enough in time, hopefully, for the betterment of you, not me. And that is that you get your accurate information. And what I'm getting on here is that anybody who has a handheld device, anyone who can instantly text message, put something online, automatically thinks that they are now a news source or what we would come to call a professional journalist. And you know what? No, you're not. And I'm not. If you want to be, then go to school. Okay, get your credentials, earn it. Go work at a station. You can learn, you can get it that way. Experience as good as being in the classroom, according to the law, you know, depending on what you do do. Plenty of you out there that think that you can do this type of stuff have done nothing but have made people shut their mouth because of inaccurate information. And it's become a very hard thing, and the Boston Marathon was the epitome of it all. There were things coming out left, right, and center all over the place. And you know what? 85% of it was incorrect information that people were just using as if it was information. And you know, if you're in my you know, generation here, which, you know, don't let the voice fool you. I just turned 50, so. You know, we know what it's like to play those games when we were in first and second game, and you sit around in a circle and you tell somebody, you know, George's shoe is green, and by the time it gets back around to 10 people, it's green with polka dots and everything. We understand that. And this was not the time for it. People wanted to get accurate information. There were people all over. The hunt was going on. Loved ones were all over there, and everybody was saying anything. He's here, he's there, they're doing this, they're shut down, there's a bomb going off, there's another gun, somebody else is shot. Whoa, slow down. So for me, I knew that I said, you know what, I am going to go back to the source that I have been depending on for the 13 years at the time of broadcasting. And that was, I had to stick with the Associated Press. Because to me, they earned the credibility that, you know, I can give out accurate information to somebody that needs to get it. And of course, when we are in the business that we're in, we want you to turn to us, and I'm talking singular on my part, but for those out there that do what we do, sure we do, you know, when it comes down to it. And it's very difficult, because there were plenty of people that were on air, that were online, that were spreading erroneous information. Now, George can sit here, and I can interview anybody about anything at any time. We can have fun, we can laugh, we can get serious. I mean, you name it, we can do it. And my opinion on a thing can be off the wall. You could say, this guy is just nuts, but when it comes down for me to give you new, accurate information that's important to you, I pride myself on that. And that's where my credibility comes in, because I've earned it and worked very hard on it. I don't want to mislead anybody. I may slaughter somebody's name every day, or a location. I may mispronounce that, but the meat and potatoes of the thing that you need, I'm going to work very hard to make sure that that's there. And I've earned it enough that if I have to go out and I need to get information as a journalist, you know, you're not going to deny me the information that I need to get to my listening audience. And unfortunately, because of the people that have been out there getting information and putting it out incorrectly, even if it's off by an inch, you know, that has made everybody else shy away from talking to those of us that are professional journalists. That's my point of this. And I would love to get credentials issued to professional journalists that are recognized as a license. Because, you know, things are happening very quickly these days. And unfortunately, they're devastating. They are devastating to the surrounding communities, cities, towns, and you can't get accurate information, so people panic. And I know everybody wants to get it's no more 15 minutes of fame, folks. That's out the window. It's about 1 minute now, and we're on to the next story, and everybody wants that. You know, I want 100,000 people listening to. Look, I don't participate in any of that nonsense media. I have to keep what I've started from day one over here. You want me, you get me live. That's it. That's how it's going to be. It's the same way I grew up when I wanted to go see a band play. You couldn't go download their music. You couldn't do this. You had to wait outside for them. And that's why everybody flocked, and they were constantly sold out. Very difficult. I don't know if you could name four or five, I'll give you a chance, five bands that could sell out the Meadowlands on their own right now. Very difficult to do. So if I can continue to work in the area that professional journalists will get professional credentials, and that those that are out there having to make statements to people can trust them and give them the information, you're going to get accurate information. That's for the betterment of all of us. And if you are one who likes to post stuff and you think you are one, go get your license. Go to school. Go work for a radio station. All right, time for a break. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. I'm George Russell. I'll be back.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Morning. I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney. America Tonight got a fantastic guest on here, Dr. Julie Ann Cooper. She is the president, owner of Liberty Harbor Academy. We're going to learn all about it. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. You get me up early here.
Hey, you know what they say. You can't hoot with the owls if you want to soar with the eagles.
Right, right. And the early bird gets warm.
Yeah, not in the 2-degree weather. He gets nothing. He gets concrete in his beak. That's what he gets. Hey, let's start with what is Liberty Harbor Academy?
Liberty Harbor Academy is a private school, private nonprofit school, you know what? I need to go back a little bit. My husband and I taught at the university level for 25 years, and we have watched over the last 25 years, the quality of the kids coming into college just go downhill. And the number of reports and things that we were seeing where they actually did a study that showed that sophomores in college, something over 50% of them actually know less after 2 years of college than they did when they graduated from high school. So, yes. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, let's go back to you for a minute. We'll talk about you. You have a master's, a PhD, president of this, president of that.
I have a couple of masters. I have a couple of masters.
Oh, of course. I know. Yeah, well, we're just waiting for the book, you know.
I know.
Well, you're very knowledgeable. I find you just a great person to have a conversation with about everything, especially on the history of where we are and schooling in general. And you've carried on the traditions the best you can up at your Liberty Harbor Academy. But the hot topic across the country right now, and with what I'm learning a lot, which is very difficult. This has been a very difficult challenge for me to research Common Core. And the reason why is because for me it's convoluted in so many areas. I can't get the good, I can't get the bad, I don't understand it. The word sounds nice.
Yes, it does. And it sounds like, oh, isn't it wonderful if we could get all suits in the United States to have the same set of information so that we could trust that everybody has had a common education and they can talk about the same things and they know the same material.
Right. So when you hear it, It sounds like, oh, this is a great idea.
Right.
But on the contrary.
Au contraire.
Yeah.
It is a disaster. Because what the other side of it is that instead of teaching, because once you teach kids to think, they're not going to adhere to the doctrine without making waves. And I'll give you an example that goes back into history. You can trust that, right, with me?
Yes.
The church never really wanted people to read the Bible. And, in fact, people were burned at the stake. The first person who translated the Bible into English was burned at the stake because the Bible was in Latin, and they trusted people who knew Latin to be able to read it. But you couldn't have everybody willy-nilly reading the Bible, because there's some stuff in there that, you didn't want to take literally.
Right.
So the idea that you can give everybody access to all learning and have them teach themselves is going to create a whole bunch of free thinkers, people who don't really follow doctrine real well. So if Common Core in this country, and once we've been watching what the progressives have been doing to this country since the turn of the 20th century, if you're going to have a population that will adhere to a set of doctrines that are being imposed upon them, then you cannot have thinking kids. And you also can't have kids who know their own history. Because if you know your own history, you know that that's not what this country was. So by taking a number of steps over the last 100 years, the progressives have managed to get rid of history in the schools, or they have rewritten it to show how awful America is. And they also undermine the
Tell them to give you something.
Water here.
Well, you know, you've been through a little bit of a health scare here for the last week. It's got me a little nervous as well. I mean, we're not going to tell anybody where you're broadcasting from right now.
No. So, if you have a whole bunch of people who don't know where they came from, don't know what the country was built on, think the founding fathers were terrible men, and
the Constitution was written by a bunch of wackos.
Right. And it's not really valuable anymore because it doesn't work in today's society.
Right.
Then what are these kids going to hang their hats on? Where are they going to say they are? Who are they? and what can they believe for their own future? You start playing with the past like we've been doing, and both the present and the future are in jeopardy. Thomas Sowell said that. You play with the past, you play fast and furious, can I say, with the past, you really put the present and the future in jeopardy. And we've done that on purpose. So Common Core is being instituted in order to virtually turn our young people into robots.
Yeah, right. And that's what we're afraid of, and that's why you talk about Common Core. And you need to know, it a little bit more in depth than the average person has the time to take the time to do so. But there are words that have been taken out. They've replayed history to make it more common, that you and I would have never been able to grow up with and learn. We'd never be where we're at right now because of it, if that was the case.
Well, they're actually saying that America is one of the worst things that ever happened to the world. that the Tea Party, the original Boston Tea Party, were terrorists. And they're using these kinds of words.
Yeah. Well,
and books, the parents should look at what the kids are bringing home from school. Because if it says in the book, on the front of the book, aligned with Common Core, then you really need to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, aligned. Yeah, okay.
Yes, aligned with Common Core.
Yeah, well, now, at Liberty Academy, in which you're a professor there and the president of... Liberty Harbor Academy. What did I call it, the academy?
That's okay, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's in Hollywood.
Yes.
what do you teach there?
Well, I teach history.
What do the students get out of Liberty Harbor Academy after they graduate?
Well, we teach at the college level. So our kids are getting the kind of education that they would have gotten in the 50s if they went to a liberal arts college. And why the liberal arts? Why teach the liberal arts? Doesn't mean we don't teach science and math. I mean, everybody says, well, what about science and math? We have lots of science and math and chemistry and physics and all those things. But if you don't understand the liberal arts, if you don't know the products of the human mind and the human history, then you don't have the sense of where you fit as a human in the picture.
When are you going to start correspondence classes on Liberty Harvard Academy?
Well,
I mean, because everybody in the country is listening, maybe they want to be interested. They're not going to drive out here.
Well, it's really, really important that we get these off the ground. We get Liberty Harbor Academies off the ground around the country. We need to have an educated group of kids who don't have to go to the liberal colleges, don't have to take on the debt that's happening in the colleges, have the ability to think for themselves, to make decisions for themselves, to teach themselves what they need to know, and get on with their lives. Well, Thomas Jefferson went to college at 13.
I'm up against the clock, I mean, because it's not, I'm filling in for Kate, so she's got a very strict clock. They'll throw me off the air if I don't pay attention to it. And I want you to go take care of yourself anyway. But we'll do this again. Okay. www.liberharbacademy.org for more information. Dr. Julianne Cooper. You take care of yourself.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm filling in for Kate. I'm George. I'll be right back.
That time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
George Russell sitting in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and a good morning to all of you. I think you'll have a very nice treat with my next guest. She is the senator from our state, which is New Hampshire, but everybody in the world knows her of now, and she was a former attorney general as well in our state. I'd like to introduce to the airways Senator Kelly Ayotte. Good morning, Senator.
Great to be with you, George.
Haven't talked to you in a while. I mean, I've been looking at your schedule, and you've been so busy. Do you realize that it's 1 degree outside?
It's very cold in New Hampshire right now, but I've been doing I did 6 town halls in the last 2 days.
I know
you. So getting around the state.
I was thinking about it. You're like on tour, you know, but it needs to be done.
You come and ask me questions. It's good.
I know, and it does need to be done. And amongst the vibe, because I do this every day, of the country losing its faith and those that they have put in that are elected, I want to keep the fire burning. If they don't know about you, I invite them to go to your website and read about you, and you continue to carry on the fight for the everyday person. You've got your hands in a lot of things right now. Last week, let's go there first. If you weren't doing what you were doing, and others besides yourself, I'll tell you, the feds themselves would bury Benghazi so that nobody ever talks about it again.
That's a problem, this thing from the beginning. So last week, essentially, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a bipartisan report, which made clear that those of us that have been focusing on this and from the beginning, what we thought and suspected, they found that the individuals affiliated with the terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Ansar al-Sharia, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and another Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, Mohammed Jamal Network, participated in the September 11th attack on our consulate that killed our ambassador and 3 other brave Americans. And, you know, there's some that have been trying to deny that, including the administration. So, and one of the biggest concerns I have, George, is the president on September 11th promised to bring the perpetrators to justice. No one has been held accountable, George. In fact, we have people, there's a guy who's the former commander of Ansar al-Sharia who's alleged to have been there that night. He's given many interviews in the press having coffee in cafes in Libya. Have we done anything about picking the people up responsible? No. And for the victims, it's wrong. We got to hold those people, find them, bring them to justice. And there has not been action on that.
Senator Kelly Ayotte, it's got to be frustrating. I know it's frustrating from the everyday person's point of view to try to get a thing done. You're battling something that most people would wish you'd go away right now. The bottom line is that no one's been held accountable for these attacks that killed four Americans.
We can't allow the truth to go away. And you brave, poor, brave Americans. You're right, George.
And you have some support from some others, and I guess I continually do this every day. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, so keep on squeaking, Senator.
I will, because, you know, I'm a former prosecutor, and the stories that were told, let's not forget, right after this, that this is a reaction to a video, you know, Ambassador Susan Rice goes on all the Sunday shows, Al-Qaeda's been decimated. That was not what happened. And so we got to get to the bottom of it. Most of all, for those victims, find up the terrorists who did this and hold them accountable.
How do you go about your business daily, Senator, when from outside looking in and you keep the enthusiasm, which constantly looks like an uphill battle? Today, of course, you're out speaking about things and you're talking about the economy. And we already know we have a major problem here. But, I mean, you've gone down to the point where you know the numbers. And we're borrowing $2 billion a day. Those numbers to me, I can't even comprehend them. So you have that uphill battle, you have this uphill battle, and there's a ton of other things. How do you keep the enthusiasm to keep fighting for us?
I keep the enthusiasm because, you know, George, kind of that New Hampshire common sense, and also I'm the mother of two children. I got a six-year-old and a nine-year-old. We live in a great country, but when we're so far in debt over $17 trillion and our economy is not in a position that it should be because some of the policies in Washington make it harder to create jobs. You know, that gets me fired up because I think to myself, hey, why aren't we doing the things that need to be done for our country? And so that gives me energy and passion for this job.
When you're on the Senate floor, Senator Kelly Ayotte, and you're speaking again, I want to return to Benghazi. You know, what responses are you getting down there? They can hear you loud and clear. Everybody can watch it on C-SPAN. Everybody knows what's going on. I mean, and when you get mum, that's got to make you crazy.
Yeah, it does. The other thing that I think makes me crazy about the Benghazi situation is that no, there's been no accountability in the State Department. Again, the Senate Intelligence Committee's report really confirmed all of the warnings that were ignored about the security at the consulate and the State Department. No one's been held accountable for it. In fact, you know, the August 16th, Ambassador Stevens sends a cable to the State Department headquarters basically saying, talking about the Islamist militias and al-Qaeda training camps near Benghazi, and the fact that the conflict did not withstand a coordinated attack, and yet we saw it coming September 11th. I mean, that is obviously the anniversary of the attacks on our country, you know, to not have the right security posture there that day. That really bothers me.
Well, you continue to read about Benghazi, and we have a big thing coming up for the world in Russia with the Olympics.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm a little concerned. I'm not going to dwell on it, but it is in the back of my mind.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we know that in history, the Olympics has been the target in the past. Hey, we're really proud of our athletes. We want them to be able to perform and to be involved in their sports without worrying about their safety. But let's hope and pray that nothing happens at the Olympics. I know that all of our intelligence and our countries around the world are focusing on this. But let's hope we have an incident-free Olympics so that we can celebrate our great athletes.
Guns, briefly. Well, big talk in the United States of America, especially in our state over the last week as well. Why don't you tell the public how you feel about it ever since some of the tragedies and just guns in general from your perspective?
Yeah, well, first of all, obviously it's really important I'm a strong supporter of our Second Amendment to the Constitution, the individual right to keep and bear arms to defend yourself. And so when we look at areas where we've got to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and those who are found to be a danger to themselves or others, adjudicated to be dangerously mentally ill. And so those are the things I think we need to work on. But also, when we've looked at these horrible tragedies that have happened, George, mental health. We have mental health issues really arising over all of them, whether it's the horrible tragedy in Newtown, whether you have the situation where, obviously, Aurora, Virginia Tech. And so I've been working on a number of bipartisan mental health bills to improve early detection, improve our mental health system, so that we can get some of these people help before they commit these horrible acts.
Before you came as Senator, Senator Kelly Ayotte joins us. You were an attorney general here in our state, and, of course, you prosecuted with that high-profile capital murder of our Manchester police officer and Michael Briggs, which resulted in a conviction and a death penalty sentence. And, you know, the talk around here is, you know, I really highly doubt that this guy will ever be executed anyway. By the time it all gets to it, they'll abolish the whole thing. When you think about that, you don't have much time to think about it, but what goes through your mind?
Well, what goes through my mind is this, George. Recently, the Supreme Court affirmed the conviction of Michael Addison, who murdered Mike Briggs, who was a decorated police officer, father, two boys. And I get really disappointed by the fact that, obviously, that we would take a step that would actually potentially impact that case to overturn that verdict, and I worry about that. As someone who worked directly on that case, and it was a career criminal who murdered Mike Briggs in the line of duty, the problem we have with those career criminals is that sometimes they have nothing to lose, even taking the life of the police officer, and that was that case that I prosecuted personally. And again, the Supreme Court's already said there haven't been legal errors in that case. It's that one more step of review on the sentence, the state level, on the actual death sentence. But the legal errors have already, this year, the conviction has been affirmed.
Amazing. You still keep an eye on what's going on with that when you...
Well, I keep an eye on because, obviously, I worked on the case personally. I still know the police officers... at the Manchester Police Department and the lead investigator, I still keep in touch with about the case because it's something I worked on personally.
Okay, well, you can go back on tour now. You spent a little time with me, so everything's all set. I start to get nervous if I don't talk to you once every 4 months, you know.
Well, I look forward to talking to you again even sooner than 4 months, George. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Senator. Be safe.
All right, you take care. Bye.
Senator Kelly Ayotte. Made the stage, towards the big GOP convention in front of the world. She had been a very new senator at the time, but I know her personally, have sat across from her, broke bread, and got to know her over the years anyway, as well as you can, and she's one of those things that we call a keeper when we're trying to go about things of our business, which is taking care of our families and letting them do what they need to do down there. She just does not stop. She's a pit bull. And we need more like it. And I just wanted to reach out to her so everybody else could get a taste of what we have. And, you know, a senator can work on issues that are concerning a state specifically, but a lot of them do things that are for the betterment for all of us, and she does do a lot of that as well, and she's going to continue to squeak down there until she gets some answers that we all have been waiting to see. I am George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. This is our final night of that. I thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. I know what it's like when you have a new host sitting in the chair, but soon enough, she'll be back from Hawaii and be with you. It's time for us to take a break, and I'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in beautiful 85-degree Hawaii. I spoke to her about 4 hours ago, and she's snorkeling with turtles. While I'm freezing over here in 5-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I have something special for you. You know, I am a car buff. I've been a car buff my whole life since I was a kid. I learn about them still today. And this time of the year, I always get excited, too, because the car shows come out and all the new stuff comes out. And technology is far beyond anything that I had thought. And I'm sure Henry Ford thought way back when. But I found a gentleman that has taken it to a whole different level when it comes to repairing cars and cars in general. And his name is Eric. And he has a, I don't know what you call it, but he has a YouTube channel. And his name is, guess what? Eric the Car Guy. Eric the Car Guy, welcome to the Kate Delaney America show, Tonight Show, and I'm George.
Thank you very much.
Now, first, before we get there, I want to know who gave you the label Eric the Car Guy.
I gave me the label Eric the Car Guy. let's put it this way. My mom named me Eric, and I took the Car Guy and added it on there.
So I guess, did you go to school for automotive repair or anything when you were younger?
Indeed, I did. Mm-hmm. I went to school at Rosedale Technical Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had a really great time there. They gave me just what I needed to basically start out as a technician in the field, and I did really well.
And besides what you learn in the school, it's a whole different ballgame when you're out there turning nuts and bolts, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, school is like the foundation, and then you build on that with the experience, which pretty much means you broke a lot of stuff and learned what not to do.
And spent a lot of money.
Yeah, and on tools. So yeah. I forget about
how long have you been, working on cars?
Well, honestly, I was working on my bikes as a kid, and I started working on cars actually before I could drive when I was about 15, so it was just something I just always had an affinity for. I always just felt comfortable being dirty and playing with old rusty things.
So I would assume that right after school you went to work in the automotive industry for someone.
I was actually fortunate enough to get a job before I actually graduated. So
because of your proficiency, Eric, the car guy. That's why.
You know, you want to say something like that, but the truth actually is I actually got fired from a job for working on cars on the weekends. I was actually only supposed to be pumping gas at a gas station, but somebody came in on a weekend when nobody was there, said that they had problems with their brakes. I said, no problem, I'll help you. Boss found out about it. Next thing I know, I was looking for a job. So.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely not as old as I am, because you don't remember the days that they were pumping gas and they were actually washing your windshield and checking your oil, do you? Did they do?
Actually, that was me.
That was you? Okay.
I had that job.
But then you went further and decided to do brakes.
Well, it was sort of like that, because I got to tell you, if you ever want to see the world, sometimes just staying in one place, you can see many, many things. And where I used to work is no longer there anymore, but it was one of the last full-service gas stations, and all kinds of people would come in there from all different walks of life. And, you know, I got a chance to know them through their cars. It's interesting how people wear their cars like clothes sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I sort of got a feel for the people and their cars with that job. So, in a way, it kind of laid the foundation for everything that came after.
I'm George Russell speaking with Eric, the car guy, filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. So, like most people that go out on their own, you decided to go out on your own.
In a way, I was kind of forced out. I was working at the dealership, and one thing led to another. I got involved with somebody who actually was doing some not-so-great things at the dealership, and management decided that I was tied into this person, so they let us both go on the same day. After that, I decided, well, you know, I just didn't want to get back into the repair industry. I wanted to do something else. And actually, for a time before I was let go, I was working in video production. I started my own video production company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, videotaping weddings, doing some corporate things. And, you know, I wasn't doing great with it. It was something to do on weekends, but I really had a passion for it.
Yeah, that experience, along with your automotive experience, has come into Eric the Car Guy with hundreds of thousands of views with your videos on how to repair cars, because you use your video proficiency with the automotive, and look at the recipe.
You got it. You got it. That was exactly what happened. With the video production experience and the mechanical experience, I decided to take the two and put them together, and that's when Eric the Car Guy was born.
Okay, but, you know, not only do you do that, and there's a lot of people that do them, but you have a talent to teach, you speak well, and you're very good at what you do. And the one thing that I really admire is you're not throwing stuff. There's no swearing. You haven't lost your mind. You have tackled some major jobs, and along the way you're talking and you're teaching. And I don't really think you know how many people you've actually helped. Because of all the ones that may comment and write to you, there's 100,000 that don't, you know.
Well, I appreciate every one of them, because they've allowed me to do the very thing that I do today. So for me, it's a two-way street. As much as I've helped them, they've helped me as well, and I'm in a much better place now being Eric the Car Guy than I was being a technician. And it's something I feel very passionate about, and like I said, very grateful for being where I am and doing what I do.
But you are a technician still.
I don't really consider myself a technician anymore, because I don't get up every day and work on cars. I basically manage and run Eric the Car Guy, which honestly is a job in and of itself, trust me.
But you have to work on cars if you're going to keep Eric the Car Guy.
Oh, I do, and I have plans to work on more. In fact, I'm kind of going to be looking for a cameraman here pretty soon, so I can actually...
Now you're growing now.
Well, it would be great, you know, because working on cars is one thing. Filming working on cars is something different altogether.
Oh, I watched one of them when you put one of those new helmet cams on. Listen, you might not think you're funny sometimes, but I find some of the stuff hilarious. I'm dying over here watching some of them.
You know, I try to tell my wife that all the time, and, you know, there are times when I guess my humor doesn't go over too well.
No, you gotta get it, you know, and the whole thing, it's just like me. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. All of her listeners that are used to them, they're probably ready to throw me off the radio, but, you know, once you get to know somebody a little bit, you know, you get to see it. You get to see it, and then you buy into it. But personally speaking, I think there are hundreds of people that can learn the simplest things from watching your videos that they don't have to go out and spend an arm and a leg on. And that was the objective of this whole thing. You can do a lot and save a lot of money, and everybody knows that things are tight these days with cars, even though they're becoming a little bit more technical than you and I probably ever thought they would, you know?
Well, I'm trying to demystify that, and that's part of the whole philosophy behind my tagline, Stay Dirty. It's not so much a physical state of being. It's more of a state of mind. Yeah. It's the fact that, you know, if you apply yourself and you have a bit of understanding with what you're doing, you might be surprised at what you're capable of, and that's what I'm about. I'm an enabler, if you will, and I just try to put it out there so that the people can take the information, especially the people that can't afford auto repair.
Well, you're a super nice guy, very approachable. I would, you know, I imagine, you know, you've started a thing now where you do question and answers. I mean, this is a full-time gig, man. I mean, you've got it to the point right now where if you didn't want to take a break, you wouldn't have to take a break.
Well, I took a break recently, and I almost regret it because it took me 2 weeks to catch up after taking 2 weeks off.
You have created a Frankenstein, dude.
In a way, yes.
Eric the Frankenstein.
Like I said, it's really worked out, and I'm really grateful of you doing what I'm doing because I got to tell you, it's awesome.
So, if anybody wants to go and visit your YouTube channel, what is it anyway?
It's Eric the Car Guy.
And you have a website.
Indeed, EricTheCarGuy.com.
And is there any difference between the two?
Well, the YouTube videos are basically where a lot of the discovery happens. That's where a lot of people find me. But what I've done is I've spent a great deal of time, effort, and money, along with my web developer, Wyatt Talley, to try to put together a place where people could go and get answers. Because one of the things that I ran into, you know, not long after I started doing this was an email box that was just completely overflowing. There are a lot of people out there looking for individualized help, and, you know, they're all asking me these things, and there's only one of me, but there's a whole lot of them. Mm. So what I did was I tried to make EricTheCarGuy.com a place where they could go, they could get answers, or at least get a general idea of where to look, and in addition to that, I have a forum to where if they can't find the answers through, you know, all the things that I have available on the website, they can ask their questions in our forum, and it's not just me. But a lot of really great people have come there and contributed to that, and it's become a place where a lot of people are getting help.
I'm laughing because I can imagine you opening up your email and you get an email from some guy in Ireland that says, "Hey Eric, I got some clunking in the back of my car. It's going kink.
That is not far from the truth. I mean, all over the world, it's just bizarre the emails I get and the places they're from. I mean, they're the Philippines. I was surprised all the stuff I got from the Philippines.
What kind of cars are they driving over there? Has been USA made vehicles or what?
They've got some different things over there. They're just, you know, there's still some, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes.
Well, look, listen, I wish you the best. I'm going to have you on again. I want to see how you're faring 6 months from now. You know, and it's good for everybody to go stop by, learn a couple things, and he's easy and approachable, and he just makes things so easy for you. You could spend thousands of dollars going to a technical school to sit and watch 2 to 3 hours of what this guy's doing and learn quite a bit. So I want to just tell you I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much for that, George. I appreciate this very much.
Anytime, Eric.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.